Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Hurricane Milton, Category 5 storm in the Gulf of Mexico, has the eyes of the nation and the thoughts for all the people, particularly in Florida, there from the, basically, they call it the Big Bend. And the last storm with Helene, Paul, as you know, made landfall in that Big Bend area with tidal surges that really, in some cases, were catastrophic. Then, of course, it moved up into the south, which created, some describe it as a once-in-a-thousand-year flood scenario, particularly in the Carolinas and, in particular, western North Carolina. But this storm is going to cut through the panhandle of Florida, somewhere around that Tampa area south, Bradenton, Sarasota.
Yeah, it's going to go right over the peninsula along a line roughly equal to Interstate 4, which is an east-west artery, and it'll come out somewhere between, they think, Daytona and St. Augustine. So what we're looking at on the dirty side of that storm, which is the, if you look at a clock, the dirty side of a hurricane would be from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock.
That's a good way to describe it.
And since that's going to be the way that it goes in, if the 12 is the part that goes in first, then all the people who are in between 12 and 3 are going to get the worst part of the storm. Well, if it's just a little bit south of Tampa Bay, which is what they're thinking right now, then that's Sarasota, that's Bradenton, that's Fort Myers, that's everything in between on the dirty side of the storm. Big storm surge, 12 feet, maybe higher, is forecast from just north of Tampa Bay all the way down to basically Fort Myers. And then you've got what happens after it goes inland, which is it's continuing as a hurricane. We're looking at 12 to 18 inches of rain in the most, in the heaviest areas, possible tornadoes and hurricane force winds.
We're going to go live to that Bradenton area here right after the news at 6:30, and also check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
I can't stress enough how awful this could be for such a large number of people, because we've been focusing on the coastline, but this thing is going to go right over, right in through the Orlando area as well. It's going to touch two of the biggest population centers in Florida.
And Aaron is checking, our producer, on Disney, see if the hotels there.
They're closed.
They're all closed
yep,
now.
They're closed.
Yeah, that is, I mean, they have the capability of housing a lot of people. So if they're closed, that gives you some indication because, you know, everything they have done has been built, you know, to withstand under the new codes of hurricane standards. So if the Disney hotels are closed, that's an indication of just how serious they anticipate this storm being.
This is a clip of a lady, Maria Green. She's a resident at Treasure Island, Florida. It destroyed her home. Helene did. And she thinks that Milton will deliver the final blow.
This one coming, we're going to lose everything.
There you go.
And again, you feel so helpless for those people there. And then the post-storm aftermath will get a lot of people in this region. Brothers Brother Foundation is helping, the Red Cross. There are many organizations. They have trucks and trucks lined up. Did you see those? To go restore power. So they have the utility crews lined up.
One of the most heartening things you can see if you're in Florida or a hurricane area is after the storm is through and it's safe to come in, you know, these long lines of utility trucks from other states where these people come in and get busy. It's really like an army of utility workers. It's amazing how many there are. And when they're leaving the state in their great big caravans, hard to miss.
And we'll keep you posted on that locally. A lot of people talking about Sarah Inamorato's proposed budget, a budget of $1.2 billion that includes a 46.5% property tax increase, $81 million deficit, and they don't think they have the votes to get it through, so there's going to have to be some work done on this budget.
A little horse trading. Also, in my preparation for the program this morning, I ran across a release from State Representative Tim O'Neill out of Washington welcoming Allegheny County residents who don't want higher taxes to come to Washington County. Low taxes, high quality of life. He says the schools are good and they've got nice municipalities. And so opportunistically getting...
Very clever.
Yeah.
All right. And Pens open the season tonight at PPG Paints Arena hosting the New York Rangers with Captain Sidney Crosby. And Penguins fans excited to see what we got.
There's a new player on the team. There are some new faces, but there's one I want to mention. His name is McGroarty, and he's young. And it's a little bit of a surprise that he made the team, but he did. And I was talking about this with PJ yesterday. We're both big hockey fans, and the thinking was he was going to go to, you know, Wilkes-Barre to get some seasoning for a couple of years. So that's exciting to know that someone's playing that well to make the team. We'll see how he does when it gets real tonight. But
and the hardest working man in hockey, Grandpa Sidney Crosby.
Right. You know, I've been here, you know, since December of 2006. There's never been a time when I've been in Pittsburgh where he wasn't a Penguin.
Yeah, 20 years now. How about that? So let's go Pens. And that's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. Audacy, a great resource for news, weather information, even Friday Night Lights football. Our team does a great job every week. And in just a few minutes, we're going to go live to the Bradenton area in Florida. And for those that don't know, we have a sister city relationship with Bradenton. Because of the Pirates spring training there for over half a century. And as you might expect, a Pittsburgher is at the center of that and helped broker that. Elliot Falcione, who we met going down there for spring training for so many years. And he's going to give us an update. And in his role as executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, part of that includes, you know, the team that assesses storm situations and emergencies. So we'll get how they're preparing for this storm here in just a few minutes, right after the news at the bottom of this half hour. And I do want to take a minute thinking about everybody down there. Thoughts and prayers, obviously, for everybody in that region. So many connections. And Paul, I know a couple that finally, after many years, maybe about 8 years ago, got a home down in the Fort Myers area. They lost their home a couple of years ago with that storm. Then, almost 2 weeks ago with Helene, they had finally, after 2 years, had rebuilt their home so that they could basically, you know, go down and utilize it. And then Helene flooded their home. Wasn't a total devastation like the previous storm, and now this. So there are a lot of stories like that. People and their pets, the shelters had to empty, and they couldn't take, you know, I mean, there's just so many cascading issues.
Problems just compounding on top of one another.
And back-to-back storms like this. So it's one thing to get a storm that, it, you know, once in a, and it's surprising to me how few hurricanes have hit.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This part of Florida, you know, coming through the Gulf.
Yeah, normally they spin up and go between the Keys and Cuba and then go like northwest into the Gulf. And usually we're talking about the panhandle of Florida or perhaps Louisiana, Texas. And I think that's the reason why. You don't see many form in the western Gulf and then go east.
Cut across like this, yeah. All right, we'll go to Bradenton Live here and then we'll also check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, along with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, and we want to go right to Bradenton, Florida, which is in the eye of the storm, which is over the Gulf of Mexico right now, Hurricane Milton. Elliot Falcione is the executive director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Paul.
So what's the game plan? You've dealt with Helene. You gave us a firsthand report on Anna Maria Island and the region. And now here, less than 2 weeks later, we have this other storm that I don't think anybody saw being this intense.
No, and I think as we sit here right now, the Gulf of Mexico water's about 86 degrees. So, you know, that just fuels the fire. What we were hoping for was a northern kind of trough to help create a shear to break up that hurricane a little bit to bring it down to a Cat 3. So far, that's not working, and it's now moving at 14 miles per hour north-northeast. So right now, that landfall, you all have heard about it, basically from the Clearwater area, let's just call it West Tampa to South Sarasota, is the cone, and we are right in the middle of that cone. So the more south it goes, Fort Myers, Sanibel Island could take some surge. If it goes into St. Petersburg, Tampa, then Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key will take 10 to 15 feet of surge as well. So, you know, you guys know what a hurricane's like, a topper. We won't know until we experience it. We are as prepared as we can be, and we're going to be in the hunker down mode probably here in about 10, 12 hours.
Elliot, a couple of quick questions. How far does the evacuation zone extend from the coast inland, and where are you going to be when this thing arrives?
Thanks, Paul. I'm in a master plan community called Lakewood Ranch, so you know I-75, so I'm east of I-75. That's about 30,000 single-family homes. It's the second biggest master plan development in the United States, 33,000 acres. That is a landmass size of two Manhattan, New Yorks, once it's fully developed in 15 years. The evacuation zone isn't particularly just coastal Florida. We're blessed with a lot of rivers and bays. So AB is basically all of the islands and then down the Manatee River. And then parts of areas called the Braden River, which is really on the mainland. So it's a little bit all over the place. We currently have 2,500 people in shelters. Mainly they're people that really can't care for themselves. We can host 25,000 people if we need to. But really, the good news yesterday, the 8 p.m. briefing with the county is 100% of the barrier islands have been evacuated. So we're glad that people are heeding our warning. Water is shut off, sewage lines are shut off, and we're as ready as we could be, and just pray that we have no loss of life. That's the most important thing.
And what are they telling you in terms of how long this storm will last?
24 hours, starting at about 11 o'clock tonight. We're expected to see landfall at 2 a.m. Thursday morning. That's going to be consistent 85 to 110 mile an hour wind. I've always been taught, and this doesn't include gusts, but for every mile inland, you just take 1 mile per hour off the hurricane. So if I'm 20 miles an hour in, 20 miles in, then obviously 20 miles per hour. But that doesn't include, extreme wind gusts. Let me give you a tidbit here, guys. The county since Helene has removed 10 million pounds of debris, off of Anna Maria Island and parts of West Bradenton onto the landfill. And that only probably took away about 30 to 35% of the debris laying around. So they're actually going to try to remove some more debris today. So we don't have projectiles flying around, people's livelihoods, refrigerators, windows going into the bay. That's just a little bit of a tidbit that really nobody really realizes what's going on down here. And that's just Manatee County alone. It has nothing to do with the amount of debris removed in Sarasota County.
Well, Elliot, we're with you guys, praying for you, and we'll hope for the best, but appreciate you taking time to give us an update. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Larry. For people that really want up-to-date information, BradentonGulfIslands.com. There is a link to the county status of the weather, and then I'll send you the county reports a few times a day, so you'll have up-to-date of what's going on with the storm. In the aftermath as well. So I really appreciate everyone's support. I sure wish I was at the Hometown Heroes last night, but thank you for the prayers. We're really going to need it on this one.
Well, I appreciate you. Love you, brother, and be safe.
Love you too. Thanks. Take care, guys.
Elliot Falcione, the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Bradenton, who is a Pittsburgher, has been there more than 30 years, and he's never seen anything like this. Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Obviously, the focus is on Hurricane Milton, and we just checked in with the Bradenton area. Elliot, who's the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau there. They're getting ready to hunker down. So what's the latest details on this monster storm?
It's still a Category 5 storm. I mean, it went through an eyewall replacement cycle yesterday, so the pressure came up, the wind field came down a little bit, and now that second eyewall has contracted, it's gotten deeper again, probably leveled off. I don't think it's going to get any stronger than it is right now with 160-mile-per-hour wind. So the weakening trend will begin, but it's going to be a slow enough process that it's going to go inland probably around 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow morning as a Category 4 hurricane. So we're expecting winds probably 130 miles per hour or greater at the point of landfall.
Joe, is there any anticipation at all that the forecast track is going to change substantially in the next 24 hours?
I doubt it. If anything, there might be a slight, and I do mean slight, southward trend. That would be helpful for the Tampa Bay area. If it can go in south of there, that may mitigate the very worst of the storm surge, but it's still going to be very much life-threatening. I hope everybody, and I do mean everybody, that was asked to evacuate has done so, because that's something that I don't know if it's survivable, that kind of a storm surge of 15 to 20 feet in those areas from there on south toward maybe the Fort Myers area.
And is it possible, Joe, it will maintain hurricane status as it cuts through the peninsula till it gets to the Atlantic side?
Probably so, because it's probably going to take less than 12 hours to traverse the state before it exits out the east side sometime during the late morning hours of tomorrow. So I would imagine it's still going to be at least a Category 1 hurricane by the time it makes its emergence out over the waters of the western Atlantic.
Appreciate the update, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome, Larry.
Meteorologist Joe Lumberg at AccuWeather headquarters on the Big K Morning Show. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.